Let's chat with our next guest, Gary Higgins. He's the chairman of the 10th Congressional District. That would be in Loudoun County. He's joining us now. He's with the Republican Committee there. Gary, good to have you with us.
Hi, Vince. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate the good work you guys do.
I'm very appreciative that you're here, sir. We've got a rally today. You're throwing a Loudoun County Republican rally. Tell us what the rally is about and what time it'll be.
Well, the rally actually starts at 5:30, and it's about the nonsense that's going on in the Loudoun County public school system. The rally will be specifically to share some new information that we have about what's been going on with the school system, but more importantly, continue to gather signatures for the recall petitions.
Okay, you said new information. Can you give us a taste of that new information?
Well, I don't frankly have all of it, but basically there's a very good chance, I understand, that the school board is going to suspend the rules and go ahead and pass the transgender policy tonight instead of in August, like they had said. In addition to that, the comment period for,
tomorrow night.
The comment period for people to sign up to make comments tomorrow was opened up earlier, and that was not announced outside of a very limited group of people, so the general population did not know. And I've seen a bunch of internet chatter where the school board members are encouraging people from out of the area and the Democratic Party of Loudoun County are recruiting people from out of the area to come in and speak to the county's transgender policy. And I don't understand what people from out of the area have to do with governance in Loudoun County, but they've even gone so far as to pay for transportation and buses to bring these people in for Tuesday's school board meeting. And they've opened up the school board meeting to start earlier than it had been scheduled to start originally. All this happened over the last couple of days.
Right, yeah, they want to bus in a sympathetic studio audience to make it seem like there is no objection to what they're up to. Ian Pryor had indicated to us last week that your suspicion might be correct here, which is that they are moving up their vote for this transgender policy potentially to tomorrow night, and the shift in schedule for tomorrow's school board meeting was communicated, as you mentioned, to a limited group of people. Among that group, it seems to be, is the Democratic Party of Loudoun County, which has been sending emails around to its supporters both in and outside the county saying that everyone needed to show up at this this school board meeting tomorrow night. Now, so what we have here are two different events. You've got the event that's taking place today starting at 5:30. That's at the 10th Congressional District Republican Committee office parking lot. That's at your building.
Correct.
And you and that's where you will be gathering these petition signatures to recall members of the Loudoun County School Board. And I imagine having some people speak and kind of, you know, work with the and talk to the crowd.
Exactly. And the address there is 20098 Ashbrook Place, Ashburn, Virginia, 20147. If anybody doesn't know that and wants to come by, you pretty much outlined what we're going to be doing this afternoon. In fact, I'm on my way there now. Like I said, we had originally thought about having a rally at the school board meeting tomorrow night, but felt that it was better served to have our rally ahead of time. If they're bussing in people from outside of the area, who knows who those people are and what their agenda is. And so we thought it was better not to do that and not to give the opportunity for some kind of a confrontation. So we're having our rally tonight, and we're having our folks go and sign up to speak tomorrow at the school board meeting.
So it sounds like in some sense you're concerned about the safety and the security of the people who would who would have been rallying tomorrow at this meeting, given that Democrats are bringing in so many people.
Potentially, people that don't live in the county, don't have any skin in the game, so to speak. Kids don't go to our schools. I don't know why the school board would recruit people to tell them about our school policies when they don't live here or have children that go to school. But that is the kind of people we're dealing with on the Loudoun County School Board at the present time.
Okay, so tomorrow, rather than rally at the Loudoun County School Board, what are you asking people to do?
We are asking folks to sign up and go and speak at tomorrow's meeting to the issues before the school, and do it in a certainly peaceful manner and non-confrontational manner, but also to speak their piece with regards to the issues before the school board and what's going on.
Yeah, respectfully yet courageously stand up to that school board and tell them what you really think and why you're interested in protecting the children. You're encouraging people to arrive before 3 o'clock so that they can get a seat towards the center of the room for that 4 p.m. start and having people show up. For people who are outside of Loudoun County, what lessons should we draw from all of this? What will it mean if Loudoun County is able to and does pass this pretty radical transgender policy that affects children all the way down to kindergarten age inside the school system there?
Well, the potential for the policy, I think, is to create problems and confusion for young kids about issues that they're not even on their radar screen. The state allows that the policy can be within certain parameters, but my fear is that the policy that is being proposed for Loudoun County and implementation in the Loudoun County schools is as severe as it possibly can be, given the folks that are on our school board. So we want to go to that meeting, express our concerns about it, and hopefully have an impact on the decisions they make with regards to it. However, to date, we haven't had a whole lot of luck with that, but we want to certainly let them know how we feel.
All right. Well, best of luck to you and everybody who's involved here. I don't think it's an overstatement to say that in many ways the eyes of the nation right now are on Loudoun County. A lot of school districts grappling with this at various stages, but Loudoun County receiving some well-earned attention as the parents step up and push back against the school board and try and reclaim what it means to educate their own children. Good luck to you, Gary Higgins from Loudoun County Republican Party, both today and tomorrow. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Vince. Thanks for the opportunity to be on with you, and hopefully we'll gather some more signatures tonight. I know we will. We're getting close to what we need, the thresholds on a number of these candidates, so we're looking forward to the next step once we get those numbers.
Gary Higgins, thank you, sir.